Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP
Radio.
Five. DDP Radio Live, ddpradio.com. That is Diamond Dallas Page's theme music towards the end of there. It's a song written by Jimmy the Mouth of the South Cobain with some drops of Diamond Dallas Page in there. Weaseling around copyright. There we go. the good times. Well, welcome to another episode of DDP Radio Live here at ddpradio.com. This just creeped up on me out of nowhere, so I didn't get to my guest quite yet. So we're going to bring him on in a guest because Crystal and I got talking, and talking to me is kind of like a time warp. If you ask my wife, I will start a conversation, and then she'll look up at the calendar. We've been married 40 years and 17 grandchildren later, and you know, having a conversation with me is like just hemorrhaging time. So I apologize for our guest that we didn't get a chance to bring him on ahead of time. But Crystal, I need to introduce our special guest host. We had a couple issues with the live feed last week. If you are listening right now and can hear this and you are friends with Crystal on Facebook and everything's coming through nicely, kindly maybe just send her a little tweet or a text or something and telling us that everything's okay, because probably in all reality I screwed it up last week, so I apologize. But she is the quality control manager as well as the million other hats of DDP Radio, because Crystal's the ones to make things happen. She fixes the problem. She gets things on track. So I'm going to introduce her because I took the elevator all the way to the top of the DDP Radio Megaplex and it stalled halfway because of the storm. I lost power. So I spent 3 days there until climbing up the elevator shaft to look on top of this giant monstrosity of a building. And I looked out to the blackened Ontario, Canada, the dark, powerless Ontario, Canada, but there was a beacon of light shining through, and you know who that beacon of light is. She's my Canadian quilt master herself, the queen of Canada, DDP Radio, Crystal Stewart. How are you?
Woo-hoo. I'm good. Thank you. It's been an interesting couple of days here, but yeah, sorry to cut you off.
No, it's just, I'm sorry. I'm just saying these intros get more and more ridiculous. Like someday we're going to have to see if we can just like not even book a show and see if I can manage to just do an hour long intro. Like the whole episode is a ridiculous intro, some kind of Guinness Book of World Records challenge or something.
Yep.
But,
I believe in you.
Oh, I do too. Trust me. This definitely, I can fill an hour worth of bullshit. So we had a lot going on. There were a lot of crazy storms, a lot of stuff going down. I know you've been working hard in between power outages and all the craziness going on there. The DDP Radio Facebook page flourishing, really just in fuego. Tell us about that. Things are just the DDP Radio page. You sent me the metrics, and it's a hit. And you're crushing that. So tell us about that.
It's doing well. I mean, it's one of those things. I think, you know, just to have a meeting place all of our own is a great spot to be. And the response has been really great. So, you know, thank you so much, everyone. We appreciate it. Yeah. And we'll continue to, you know, work on it and make it better. And, yeah, it's a fun place to be.
Well, you're doing a great job with it, and you've really brought some structure to the craziness.
See,
I'm entertaining, and I'm like a Tasmanian devil. Like, you can let me go and watch, and just I'll barrel everything over my site. A lot of people will laugh. A lot of people enjoy it. And you're that energy that focuses my insanity and actually gets stuff done and gets things coordinated. And you're brilliant at that job. And I think you and my wife, Katie, should start a support group, because you do it over here, but she does it at home. So maybe you guys can trade industry secrets, if you will. But before
how do you know
we go,
we don't already?
I'm sure there's a meeting sometime. Probably a lot of drinking involved as well. But without any further ado, I'm going to have you kind of introduce our guest, because, as you know, if you listen to the show, Crystal has her fingers on the pulse of the GDPY universe. She listens to the people, and she takes the directions from the people, and she knows what's going on. And every week she's been delivering us top-notch guests, inspiring stories here on the DDP radio show. Last week was a great one. The one before that is a great one. Actually, we've had great shows for months, and I don't know how she keeps delivering the goods, but we're going to bring on our guests here, and I'm going to let you do the honors and fill the people in on who we got today to kind of fill that inspiration tank for the week.
This is another going to be a great story. I can already tell. Now, I don't know Ken firsthand, but I know of a lot of people that know Ken. So he, I put a call out to the community, and he was one of the ones that everyone said you have to have him on. He's inspiring. His work ethic is crazy, crazy great. He's just everything that, you know, he's too legit to quit. I mean, you know, and I think, you know, that's what we all need right now. We are all, you know, coming off of being stuck within the same four walls. So we all have to do something. And Ken has just stuck with his battle to become a better Ken. And I think that's really inspiring. So I can't wait for you to hear his story. It's going to be a great one.
All right. Well, without any further ado, let's bring him on. Ken Dewars, how are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Crystal's going to make me blush with that nice intro there.
did I pronounce the last name right before? Is it Dewars? Dewars?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on, man. You come highly recommended, and which is obviously going to be pretty cool to have your peers recognizing your effort and your ability and all this stuff. But we like to start every DDP radio episode with kind of the origin story, the superhero Ken origin story. What brought you to the DDPY universe? What made you take that initial plunge? What was the catalyst for you getting involved with this community?
Well, when I started DDPY, it started on April 20th, 2019, is when I was introduced to it. Before that, I was pretty much a complete train wreck of a human being, physically, mentally, emotionally. I was just, you know, to me, I already tapped out on life. I, you know, if you had asked me what a year and a half ago if I was going to be here, I wouldn't be here. You know, I pretty much gave up. I got so big. The only joy I got out of life was eating. That was the only thing I really enjoyed. I didn't enjoy nothing. I was just a very miserable person. And when April 20th of last year came around, I normally wake up in the morning first thing before my dog does, so I can kind of control when I can get her outside. And at that time, I was in so much pain. I was broken. I was so physically broken. I just can't overstate how much pain I was in from my neck all the way down to my feet. And my dog actually got up before me, and I could hear her clicking around on her nails just right outside my bedroom there. And I was like, oh, God, please, no. No. Give me a couple minutes here. Let me get myself together. And at that time, I was about 540 pounds. And like I said, and I was in so much pain that I could not get out of bed. It was just a nightmare. I tried to get out of bed, and I couldn't do it. And at that time, because I was so big, I couldn't get out of bed normally. I would use these little momentum moves to try to go back and forth just so I could swing my feet over the bed. And just when I put my feet on the floor, there was the pain right up from my feet, right up to my knees, to my hips, and I didn't even stand up yet. So I knew this was not going to be good. And as soon as I stood up, I just wanted to scream. The pain was just so immense. But my poor dog, you know, she was just, I can't believe she held on for as long as she did. I grabbed my cane and I had to take fast little baby steps to the front door. My front door is not very far from my bedroom. By the time I got out of there, I was out of breath, worn down, in so much pain. I was so, just so miserable. I got her outside and I went and sat down. And I sat down by the window so I could watch her. And I got angry with myself. I got so angry with myself that I handled everything so poorly that I just thought I could just eat everything away. And I was almost in a rage with myself. My dog came back up and I let her in. And so I'm like, okay, I got to walk back to the bedroom. Okay. And so I'm slowly doing like little child steps to the bedroom. And I laid down on the bed, back on my bed. And I said, God, I said, you got to show me something. Otherwise, there's no way I can make another day of this. I can't do this one more day. And I sat in bed for a couple minutes, and then I got on my phone. I started playing with Facebook. And just a couple minutes later, a friend of mine posted Vance Hines' story. And I started watching it. And it started off with him walking. And I'm like, oh. I said, my joints hurt so bad, I can't do that. But you know what? I'm curious where this is going. So I'm going to watch this. And it gets to the point where DDP tweets at him. And I'm like, okay, I know DDP. And, you know, I know of him. And so I watched more, and they did discuss DDPY. And I remember watching 2 years before the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. And I didn't really make too much of the connection, you know, at first. But, you know, it just all of a sudden it's just like a light bulb. It just clicked. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm getting it. And so I was curious. And so I decided to go on YouTube to see if there's any other stories. And there's a couple other stories, and there was the Arthur story that I saw. And I was like, okay, now I'm really piqued, but I want to know more. Because when I want to get into something, I want to know as much as I possibly can before I commit to something. So I decided to go and I checked out all the reviews and a lot of glowing reviews. I'm saying, wow, this is pretty neat, you know, but, you know, as bad as I am, is this going to work for me? And then I found a review that made me, it just clicked right there. It said, you can do DDPY with no stress on your joints. Boom, I was in. I downloaded the app. I looked at the pricing plans after I downloaded the app online. And I had just enough money for the three-month plan. And I was like, okay, this is great. You know, and I went through the whole app. I'm pretty excited at this time. I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, this is it here. Maybe this is something that can help me out here. And I was looking through the workouts, and then I seen the bed flex, but I scrolled through the other workouts to see what was available. And then I went back to the bed flex, and then I made this promise to myself that before I start any workout, I'm going to watch the videos twice. Once to get an idea, and then once I'll just kind of play around with the moves just to see, you know, just kind of get the positioning right to do that. And after I did that first bed flex, my God, that was just a change right there. And just doing a couple days of that, I felt myself actually walking around the house with my cane so much better than what I was just a couple days before. It was just, I couldn't believe it. It was an amazing feeling. My attitude was starting to change. And during that week, I decided that I wasn't just going to eat everything in sight. What I was going to do is I was going to eat what I normally eat, and I eat it in portions or serving sizes. And then after that first week, I was, I was still doing Bedflex 1, but I was doing it every day. And then I decided, if I really want to get serious with this, I got to start cutting things out. And I got to start adding just a little bit more to the workouts. And so I started doing Bedflex 2 and then Bedflex 3, and then I was doing all three of those. And it got to the point where after just a couple of weeks, I was doing all three Bedflexes three times a day. And in between each of those, I was doing a breathing exercise. So I really wanted to get into this. I really wanted to throw myself into it because I was feeling so good for the first time in just years. And that was just doing just the Bedflex exercises. So
That's incredible. I feel like there's so many people that relate to that. I always say that DDPY, long-term success comes in stages. The first stage is you order it. The second is you do it begrudgingly, just trying to get through it. The second step, you do it because of motivation. But after that, hope is what drives it, because you feel when people say 2 days in and you're already walking around feeling better, you have no idea what that kind of workout can do to somebody who's been just complacent and laying around. It gives them the energy. You start feeling, your circulation's working better and you're willing to go do things. Part of the reason people don't really understand a lot of times, the one thing that like severe over obesity brings to people, it's not just the subconscious issues. It's not just the fact that I wish I could, look better, or I wish I wasn't, it robs you of so much that people don't think of. Like, that weight doesn't come on overnight. It, you wake up one day, you show up one day, and you get to that point, how did I get here? And you realize all the things that it takes from you. And hope is a big one. And once you kind of get a little of that feeling back, it propels you to move forward, and it propels you to change for a long-term investment.
Oh, it really does. I just thinking back of all the things I kind of gave up because of all the weight I put on. I kind of missed out. And just with the mental aspect of it, too, because mental health played a part in this as well. And I also had a thyroid issue as well that's really as well played a part of this as well. But, I look back and all the things I kind of missed out on a bit. Just even the simple things. At the time I was going to the library every week, and then I stopped going because the stairs, I had to go up the stairs, and I was so afraid of stairs because it hurt, and I was afraid that I would lose my balance. And there was a couple times even just going down three stairs where I did lose my balance and I would fall down, and that's not a very fun feeling. It was just such of the little things that really, about doing this really. When I started this, I was just pretty much a very dark nature. I just couldn't see any bit of light. But, after like the first week, I just seen a little pinprick of light, and I was like, okay, and then the more I did it, things started getting brighter for me, and now I look at this and I'm at 49 thinking I have a brighter future now than I did when I was in my late 20s.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. Thank you. I still got a long way to go. Like you said, I didn't do this overnight. I didn't put this weight on overnight, and it's going to take me a while to, get where, and even when I get where I want to be, I can't stop doing this, but to get it a healthy weight again.
That goal weight that you have in mind, though, all the fun stuff happens in between there, because the fun part isn't getting to the goal. It's realizing that one by one you're reintroducing things into your life. Oh, I did that staircase without any problem. Oh, I sat up in bed without any problem. I went for a walk. I met up with people at a restaurant without worrying what the chair underneath me was like. Those little things are the magic, and those will happen all the time, even after goal weight.
Oh, God, yes. I was just elated just so I could walk down the hallway normally. Just my hallway in my house. I was just elated to do that. I was elated to be able to go into my van and sit there just a couple months later and not having the steering wheel rub my belly as I'm driving. And now I got a small car I can fit into with no problem. it really is these little things. I can go to the library now. I can climb the steps. I still have a little trepidation with it, but it's definitely not as bad as what it used to be. And I'm not hurt when I go up and down the stairs. So, and there's just so many little things that just, that you just didn't think of before, that it's just, you know, it amazes me with the little things that that I've been able to do that I just, yeah, I mean, even taking my dog for a walk to go down to the mailbox, which is a 10-minute walk for me and back. And, you know, I can, you know, I can do that. You know, you asked me to do that a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I'd be down for about 2-3 days afterwards. You know, I couldn't go to the stores. I couldn't really do much of anything. And now I can do, you know, that, and I'm looking forward to even the more stuff that I got coming up for me. So it's, yeah, like I said, everything's getting so much brighter.
So I have a question, Ken, that what would old Ken tell the new Ken, or what would new Ken tell old Ken, I guess, would be the better scenario?
You know, I don't know if I would say anything, because I don't think I would have, because I think I had to learn these lessons, some of these lessons that I went through. I mean, I think if I were to say anything, I would say, you know, someday it will get better. You know, it will get better. But, you know, there were some lessons I had to learn in this as well. It was, you know, like I said, I pushed so many people away. I kept people away, and I didn't realize that, you know, in some of my selfishness out of this whole thing, that I was what I was doing either. And if I were to say something to my old self, I'd say, you know what, it does get better. Don't give up. You know, there is going to come a time when you will see things in a lot brighter light.
You know, it was one of those things that on my journey, I can't really speak for anybody else's, but I have heard a lot of people's stories over the years. And, you know, it's amazing how people always say that, I didn't realize how bad I felt until I started to feel a little bit better.
Yes. Oh, goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's 100% correct. You know, I look back and I, you know, to me, you know, when people say call this like a journey or a story or something like this, to me, this is almost like a redemption story.
Wow.
You know, where I'm kind of making up for, you know, pushing people away. And, you know, when I started posting, you know, when I started putting things up on my Facebook page about this, I did it because I wanted to be held accountable to myself. So I, you know, if I put something out there, I want to be able to back it up. And so that if I put something out there, I did that, I backed it up. And that I didn't expect anybody to, you know, really pay any attention. But my goodness, the friends I had, they just really supported me. They rallied around me. I never expected that. I kind of expected people just to kind of, you know, just say, oh, you know, whatever. You know, you just throwing stuff up again, you know. But I had a lot of people really get behind me on this, and I did not expect that. I figured people probably just gave up on me as much as I gave up on myself. And when I seen that people were really getting behind me, and this was even before I found the community. I was just in shock that people were really were behind me on this. It's very humbling.
When you when you're dealing with those kind of things, and you talked about pushing people away, you know, the weight is often it's not just a weight gainer. It's not just being overweight. It comes with certain things, and it comes with a darkness over your head. It comes with cynicism. And a lot of the times when you think, you know, you get defensive and you get ugly with people. And when you're in that place, you pin it on them. And then when you kind of start getting out of that place and putting a little more positivity in your life, you kind of realize you kind of disqualify yourself from a lot of people. And it wasn't necessarily always the other way around. And your negativity and your darkness kind of bled into other aspects of your life, and sometimes makes you unmanageable, unbearable to be around. I was there, and I used to tell all my friends won't bother with me anymore without putting the blame on myself for being just miserable to be around. So the Jake documentary, you mentioned you saw that. One of my favorite things Dallas did was have him, and it sounds like it's just stupid because I love cynical humor, and I'll always love it. But DDP started saying, well, take that shirt that says all these shitty messages you're surrounding yourself with and start wearing positive shirts just to see if that helps. And once you start replacing a lot of the cynicism and the ugliness with positivity, your whole demeanor changes and people are somehow more, you know, willing to kind of be around you. Because I realize in my darkest moments, I'm miserable to be around. And once you kind of put yourself in a place with replacing things with positivity and you're a little more, you know, happy and enjoyable, people who you thought, you know, kind of were distancing yourself, you realize I was the ones pushing them away and they're willing to be there for you when you're putting the work in. And I think that's pretty beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It really is, you know, and I've gotten so many messages from people, text messages, phone calls from a lot of my friends that, you know, who just, you know, just cheer me on, just say, hey, you know, you're doing a great job, you know, I'm proud of you. And I, you know, this whole thing really has humbled me as well, as far as how my friends were, you know, they were there when they really didn't have to be. I mean, yeah. You know, it's just one of those things, I guess. I'm just mumbling now.
The whole thing's
very humbling.
It is. And you know what was great is you're starting to get to a point now where you're probably gaining a little bit of confidence. You're willing to try things that you probably just would have like, I can't do that before. Even something as simple as going to the library or something, you become more willing to kind of, you know, put yourself out there. And I'm sure now that you've got some of this weight off, you're probably challenging yourself on different, you know, DDPY positions that you kind of, you know, the thing about DDPY, which is so amazing, is you can see day to day the growth. You know, it's hard to kind of, you know, when you're looking in the mirror and like, well, I don't look like, you know, in name bodybuilding here yet. But when you're doing the DDPY, you see daily things that I did yesterday that I couldn't do today. And I'm sure you're kind of seeing that in your own world and seeing, be willing to kind of, you know, push yourself a little bit further and further every day.
Yes. And that's the thing with, you know, cause I've been on the rebuild series for a long time and I still do the rebuild workouts. But I got to give credit here to Travis from Shamrock Nation here. He reached out to me, you know, and at the time nobody, you know, I was in the community for a little while, but I was kind of, you know, I still have a hard time with people. I don't really sometimes say the things well or say them how I'd want to say them or something like that. But he reached out to me and he said, listen, he goes, if you need any help, you know, let me know. I will help you out. I'm a level one instructor. I will help you out. And then, you know, when he reached out to me, I thought, okay, you know what? I'm gonna check out the live classes he does. And I started off with his morning class for me, that's at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm usually up very early in the morning anyway. So I figured, you know what? I'm gonna check it out. And I was able to. I lasted 20 minutes in that first workout. And I was like, hey, man, I tried, you know, but I'm just going to watch the next couple times just so I can see what I'm getting into here. You know, and he was cool with that. And he said, you do what you got to do. And then after watching a couple times, then I was able to finish the whole thing, you know, and I had to modify the hell out of everything. But I was very proud that I did that I was able to finish it. And I was able to do a little bit more and a little bit more. And I was able to notice that I'm able to do more of these moves without struggling, some of them without modifying. Some I still need to modify a little bit. My knees aren't really still in the greatest shape. But I'm getting there. I'm doing other workouts now. I'm trying other workouts. I'm checking them out. You know, I try them out a little bit, and I kind of do it by pieces at times. You know, I'll do 10 minutes, you know, and if I can keep going with that, I'll keep going with it. If I can't, well, then, you know, I'm just going to stop. I'll figure something else out. But he was pretty instrumental in helping me kind of get through this mental roadblock of maybe trying different things. You know, I mean, I did feel kind of sick. I mean, I did lose a lot of weight off the rebuild series, but you know, and I have my body that still has some pains and aches to it yet. But it wasn't for him reaching out to me and kind of guiding me a little bit. I don't think I'd be as far as doing some of these moves as I would be. He's been a big help to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Yeah, he's been a very good friend to me in this, and he's very understanding, you know, and he's very, very encouraging. I love working with him. I love, you know, doing his workouts. You know, I just love working with him.
I think that's one of the most amazing things is that, you know, the greatest thing I think that everyone in the DDPY community is aware of is, yes, we're all different, and yes, we all start at a different spot or a different capability, but we all start at the beginning, wherever that is for any of us. It's all different. It doesn't matter. But we're all on this journey together, and that's amazing.
Yes. Yes, that is the truth. I mean, we can all relate with something with almost everybody in the community here one way or the other, right? I mean,
right.
It's
absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a
and,
it's
know,
been
you,
a great.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, man.
That's okay.
I was just saying, you know, a lot of people would be intimidated, you know, at the size where you were and where I started and, you know, many other people in the community started to kind of see DDP, who's, you know, an athlete, and a lot of other wrestlers who are athletes doing this program. I mean, people like me don't feel comfortable joining that club and start working out from scratch. But when DDP says that this is everyone's workout, we meet you where you are, that's just not a tagline. That's, you've seen guys come across from the
right
beginning, like, you know, Slim and DJ, you know, and all these people who are out here who were at Bills when they started. And they come in here thinking that, well, he says this workout's for everyone, but this workout ain't for me. And then you realize it is for you. And then realize that there's so many other people like you in this community. I would be so intimidated going into any fitness group looking like I have. But there's this welcomeness because you see people who look like you. Everyone here, no matter where you're at, you can, you know, click around the community and you see people who look like you. And we're all on the same level when we start. There's no hierarchy of, well, you're in better shape than me or I weigh more than you. We start from scratch and we all start together. You know, we all start from a base somewhere. And I've seen guys that are 400 pounds doing these workouts in a retreat where there's guys who are professional athletes, and the guy who's 400 pounds is doing the same workout as the guy who's a professional athlete because it's a different, muscle set. The guy who's been 400 pounds, been doing this for 9 months. You know, his muscles are working for this workout. Things are moving. The new athlete is just starting, and he probably can't keep up as well as that guy because it's a trained, your muscles train differently that way. And we're all on the same page when that comes to that. And I think there's something really beautiful about, it doesn't matter who you are. We're all kind of working out on the same floor. We're two mats away from each other, and we're different worlds apart, but we're still two matches away doing the same workout. And I think there's something pretty special about that.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is. My mom, she does DDPY.
Yay, Mom.
And she's in her 70s. And she's seen what I was doing in the first 2 months. She was kind of resistant about it, you know. She was like, I'm just going to stick to an exercise bike. You know, that's good enough for me. And I'm like, okay. You know, I said, but here, you know, check it out. And then she's seen my progress on this. And she said, well, you know what? You know, she did a couple of workouts with me. And she goes, well, you know what? I'm going to get the DVDs. And then, you get the three free months with the app. And she's now with the app the whole time. And, yeah, you know, and she's, you know, if you were to look at her, you know, with the way she handles herself, you would not expect her to be in her 70s. She, you know, she moves around a lot better than some of the people that are my age, that's for sure. And it's like you said, you know, she had to, you know, had to put the time into this. And, yeah, and she's done pretty well with this herself.
When I'm
very proud.
Sorry, Ken. When I was in Georgia, when I was flying back from Georgia to Toronto, I came up with this saying, and it applies in so many. I need to put it on a T-shirt, really, or somebody needs to put it on a T-shirt. DDPY has never been about the size of your ass. It's never been, but it is about getting your head out of it.
I love it.
So how much, because I know just the boat I'm in, that little voice in the back of your head sometimes can be, well, it can convince you of all different things. How much of a player has that been for you?
That used to be a big thing for me.
In
such a negative way. And it still tries to get at me. And I'm like, whatever, you know, I guess I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and see what happens. You know, it's now it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. Every now and then it will get to me a little bit. But I don't let it get to me for too long. I believe if I just keep going at it, I will be okay.
You will.
No matter what I tell myself, you know, or that little voice in the back of my head tells me, I'll be all right.
You know, so much of us who deal with the food issue, and I mean, there's a lot of us here in the community that are overweight that just deal with the food issue and the food addiction. And I found a healthier way to look at it is, and you know, there's times when I'm better, there's times when I'm not better. But for me, it's not about curing my food addiction. It's about winning the battle of the day. Because as soon as you're complacent with the fact that you think you're over it, something, you know, can just trigger it all to come unglued again. And I find that for me personally, I think looking at it a moment by moment, I'm in this situation, have these options, what can I do to make the best decision in this moment? Because it's all you have is this moment, really, when it comes to that stuff. And sometimes we put ourselves in these like boxes, well, I can't have this, 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 or this, and then it ends up self-sabotaging. And I think the best thing is I'm here right now. What's the best decision I can make here is a healthier way for me to go at it, because I don't think you're ever cured of the food addiction. I think it's going to be something you got to try to win the battle of the day.
Oh, you definitely. Oh, I agree with that so much. Whenever I get a craving for something that maybe I shouldn't have, I will let myself have a taste of it. I will have like a serving size. I got this rule. I got like a little list of rules for myself. I will not punish myself if I eat something that, you know, isn't exactly, you know, the best thing for me. Because if I punish myself, I'm just going to go back down a road where, maybe I can't do this.
Right.
So, you know what? I have a couple slices of pizza. Big deal. You know, it's not like I ate the whole thing. You know, I had just a couple slices. That's it. And now with the cauliflower crust pizza, I don't feel so, you know, I wouldn't feel so guilty with that anyway. But I still don't eat the whole thing. But, you know, I still learn to stay with serving sizes. One of my biggest things in this whole food addiction thing was peanut butter cups. And my God, I could not go, you know, cause I go to the movies. I used to go to the movies a lot before the pandemic hit here. And I was always at the movies. I would say before I started DPY, I was always buying Reese's peanut butter products. You know, I actually went 11 months without having one, and then when the pandemic hit, when we were all supposed to stay home, and I kind of did panic eating. Instead of panic buying, I was panic eating garbage for about a week and a half there, 2 weeks. And I realized that, so I stopped, and then I realized, and I said, okay, I'm not going to punish myself. But you know what? Go back to how I started in the beginning. Slowly substitute things with other things, take away things. You know, and if you find yourself eating something you shouldn't be, well, you know what, don't punish yourself, but don't overdo it and kind of be a little bit more wary the next time. So every now and then I do find myself in the aisle there at the store, in the impulse aisle there where you're getting ready to cash out, and I see a peanut butter cup, and, you know, sometimes it's a 50-50 deal. Sometimes I'll get it. Sometimes I won't. But I look at it this way. It's just one. I'm controlling myself pretty good. You know, I have like one every couple weeks where, you know, considering where I came from, I'd be having several of them a day. So, you know, I know eventually I can get past this as well. I mean, I did it for 11 months. I can do it again. So
that's awesome. That's what it's all about. And, you know, you're talking about replacing them, finding, you know, it doesn't need to be like nothing, but it has to be like a better alternative. And with that, you know, that comes with time. People think that when you're on a, you decide on that moment, like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to try this, I'm going to change my life. That doesn't just flip a switch and everything is there. You, things are trial and error. You find things over time and you start, you know, collecting some go-to foods that, you know, if I want a pizza, I can get this cauliflower pizza instead. Or if I want a peanut butter cup, I can do. Those are collections that you kind of gain with experience. And it's not just a, you know, a flip of the switch, like I'm on a diet and healthy and everything's perfect now. It's kind of finding out what works for you, which we've always been here in GDPY. We always say, you know, make it your own, find what works for you. And the things that you find work for you may not work for me, and vice versa. And
yep.
That's what's so cool about having such a diverse group of people here. I want to say, tell you this story, because we were talking about earlier how, you know, different people come at it and you're impressed who's still on the mat kicking ass and who's, you know, huffing and puffing. I remember a while back, we were in one of those retreats, the DDPY retreats. Chris Jericho was at the events, and one of the workouts I'm watching, and Kid Crazy, Big Red, Jason Richard, who I love, he's been around forever. He's a big guy. You know, he's carrying some weight, especially at the time he was a little bit bigger. And he's there front and center, right in front of Dallas, working out Teacher's Pet over there, you know, getting his mat down right in front of the front row. And right next to him is Chris Jericho, who's just come off tour, probably been partying a little bit on tour, having some cocktails every night, coming off the road. And Kid Crispy, probably twice the size of Chris Jericho, is hammering out every move and finishing the workout strong. And Chris Jericho is next to him, huffing and puffing, sweating out, you know, tequila. And, you know, Chris Jericho is this extreme athlete, and Jason Richards is, you know, twice his size. But in that moment, we're equal. You know, we're both here. And it's that mentality that, like, it doesn't take long. It doesn't take an athlete to be great at this and to really excel. And I find that common ground, that equal footing, really inspiring, because people like myself and Kid Crazy, Jason, and you, I think that we would probably not be on the same footing as somebody in a CrossFit gym or something like that. But here in DDPY, we're on the same level, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, you know, that reminded me of a story I read in the community page there, where a guy has been doing DDP yoga. And there was another guy who was a bit of an athlete. He was athletic, and he was kind of talking down to the guy doing DDPY, and he challenged him to a race, and he ended up winning that race. And I thought that was – I was like, wow, you know, hey, there's another great selling point right there. I just thought that, you know, it kind of reminded me of what you just told me there.
Well, no, I love those stories too, because this program started as YRG, Yoga for Regular Guys and Gals, of course, but it is what it is. You know, we're all just regular people, and it's been an important part of the DDPY selling process, and it's been part of the, you know, marketing and promotions, because it's legit. If you look at the workouts, you know, the people behind Dallas on those DVDs, they're not people he hired from, you know, fitness casting 101. Those are people who didn't always used to look like fitness models doing his program that are now, you know, hanging with fitness models. You know, he's on that level, and everything above too. You know, people behind there are real people who got there doing this. It's not somebody he, you know, went from a pool of, you know, casting. He's always catered to the regular person, because he doesn't need to help people who are extreme athletes. They're already, you know, know what they're doing. They can benefit from DDPY, but he takes such great pleasure in helping people pull themselves up and come back. And the production company he has, Comeback Productions, it says so much, but also it's kind of what he does for all of us. Cause I think every one of us comes to DDPY in some state of desperation or struggle. Even if you're not, you know, dealing with the weight issues, there's some kind of heaviness that guides us here to want to do better, whether it be an injury or depression or what have you. And I think he takes personal pride in seeing lives changed. And it's not all about, you know, obviously you need numbers to sustain a business, but more so than that, I remember when he was doing this at a loss every month. And I remember him doing this when I first started, that he wasn't sure he was going to keep the company open another 6 months. And I remember him putting his last bit of savings into really trying to make this happen. He believes in this more than anybody, and he wouldn't have stuck with this as long as he has because of the you know, the numbers. He did this because it was worth it to him, because it really just inspired him and filled his soul seeing other people, you know, come back from their things as he did when he first came back from his.
Yeah, I will be eternally grateful for him and this program. This has turned me around, and not just in a physical way. I mean, it turned me around physically, of course, but you know, in a mental, it's got me in a better mental state. It's got me in a better emotional state. It's got me in a it's almost like a 180 degree turnaround. I don't talk negatively about myself anymore. I don't make jokes about myself anymore, you know, as a defense mechanism as much. I've actually gotten better at that. I will be eternally grateful for this program. It's been such a blessing to me. I can guarantee you, I never would have made it out of 2019 without this program. I can guarantee that. So,
that's amazing.
Well, you know, of all the things, you know, human being, there's that saying, human being can live without food for a certain time, water for a certain time, but you really can't live much long without hope. And once you kind of lose that, it really is just a spiral for a lot of people. And I think just sparking that that light of hope and kind of seeing that, you know, you're able to pull yourself out of this if you work hard enough, that's opened up that pinhole, you said at the beginning, that pinhole of light. And just that little bit of light, you know, it's hard to break through a brick wall, but once you've got that first brick out, it's easier to get the rest out. And I think that is going to open up a lot of light in your life, and I think it's going to open up a lot of possibilities. And I think in a lot of ways it's going to give your life back to you, because you lose a lot when you get to, 500-plus pounds, and not just, you know, in health, but you take yourself out of the game a little bit. And I think that it's going to be pretty inspiring to see you kind of put yourself back on that field.
Yeah. And I'm trying to kind of pay it forward a little bit too with life. What I did last year for a couple of months, what I did was I would donate to charities. Like say I lost, there's a 2 month period where I lost 30 some pounds. Well, I donated $32 to the charity that got things for elderly people at nursing homes. And I did things like that. And this year, what I'm doing is I'm doing a whole year where if I lose a pound, I donate a dollar to this charity that I'm kind of watching pretty closely, called the Hope Highway. And for every dollar I lose, I put a dollar in an envelope. And I'm going from April 20th of this year till April 20th of next year. And when I get done, for every, like I said, for every pound I lose, a dollar's going to be in that envelope. And I'm going to give them that envelope at the end of the year doing that. And that's my way of paying back also, you know, to help organizations and other things like that to better, you know, like for the Hope Highway, the better lives of animals, you know. And I'm a big dog advocate. And so that helps them, that helps dogs, you know, and that's me paying it forward, you know, getting all this, you know, with me getting better. It's just my way of looking at it, I guess.
I think that's amazing.
Well,
and then, sorry, Mike. It just goes to prove that, you know, as important as you think your physical being, well-being is, your mental well-being is paramount. And I mean, you've done such a great job, Ken. I'm so proud of you.
And thank you. I can't believe I turned it around this fast here. Like I said, I got a long way to go yet. I mean, I'm not kidding myself here. You know, I took off a lot of weight, but I also know I still got a long way to go. And I'm, you know, and there's going to be more lessons learned. You know, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to know it all. I'm not going to, you know, I don't have all the answers to things. I'm going to learn these as I go. And thankfully for some of the people in the community, they've reached out to me and we're able to help guide me a little bit in some ways as well. But, you know, I these are lessons I have to learn too. Because if I'd rather learn them now instead of making mistakes down the road and who knows, maybe do some damage or something like that. So I know I got more lessons to learn yet.
The greatest thing is you're not alone this time around.
I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's okay.
I was going to say, there's so many good people in the community that are willing to help you out. And I know I try to help people too. You know, when, you know, I get a lot of questions asked, like, hey, how did you do this? How did you handle your eating? And I tell them, well, this is the way I do it. Gotta remind sometimes the people that, hey, sometimes things are a little bit different, but this is the way I did it. You know, you got to find what works for you, but I can kind of tell you, you know, the way I do things, you know, it's not for everybody.
It's amazing.
But,
you know, and I think that so many people benefit from that, you know, that version of teaching too, because people don't like to get, you know, lectured to, or people don't like to get like, you know, you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way. All the best way to show somebody is do, you know, walk the walk yourself and let them witness your success. That's how DDP Wide moves forward so many times. You know, the Arthur video kicked off the boom, but every generation, I tell people all the time, the biggest selling point of DDPY is knowing somebody who's doing it, because you see their energy and you see them lose weight, and just watching them be happier and healthier is better than any infomercial or celebrity endorsement, because you're witnessing someone you love and trust change their lives, and just watching them and the way they conduct themselves is an ultimate motivator.
Yes, I can just say, even with my mom, when she's seen me doing this and then she decided to do it herself, you know, I've had friends who reached out to me who wanted to know what it was like, and I explained to them, and you know, whether, hey, it's up to you whether you do it or not, you know, this is your life. But I always say, hey, you won't regret it if you try it. You know, at least I tell everybody, at least try the 7 free days. You know, what are you gonna lose? It's free. You know, and my mom, she does the same thing. You know, she's got a lot of friends her age that are like, hey, how do you do all this? You know, my mom will go right to their house and show them the moves. she'll put an app on and she'll say, okay, just, you know, this is how I do this, you know, and she'll kind of explain things, you know, and then she comes back and she's so excited. She goes, I show up my friends here, you know, and she's pretty excited about that.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I loved having you on, and I appreciate you coming on with us. And you know, if I have any advice for being here almost 10 years now, I got to say this to you. You know, you got a lot of way. You got a long mountain to climb. Don't worry about getting to the top. You know, sometimes it's going to get hard. You're gonna hit some ruts. Everyone does. We all do. And just keep yourself humble and keep yourself focused and keep yourself forgiving and realize that even though I'm not moving up the mountain, kind of camping out and putting my tent up for the night and not falling backward is a success. You know, there's going to be stuff. There's going to be stuff that comes up. And as long as you just got that in your mind that, like, you know, you're here for good, don't beat yourself up and just keep that, you know, keep that focus and keep your eye on the goals, but also forgive yourself when things get hard and allow yourself to have the ability to know that it's not always going to be smooth sailing. And I think you're going to be a great success story in the long run. And I'm excited to see where it goes. And I hope you'll come back and check in with us again in the future.
Oh, definitely. I will definitely do that. It's, you know, I just went through a little plateau myself there, and, you know, and I had to keep reminding myself, hey, you know, your clothes are fitting, your shirts are looking baggy. You know, I got to buy new pants now. You know, my pants are constantly falling down. So,
yay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
This has been the best experience of my life. That's doing this program.
I'm happy for you, man. Do you have anything, any social media you want to put out there, or any page or anything you want to kind of put out in case anyone wants to, you know, give you a follow or something? Or
no, you know, I'm usually around in the community. You know, if people ever want to talk or chat, you know, sometimes I might not get back to them because I like to take what I consider my old man nap once in a while. But you know, but I usually do get back to people. I do get people who, you know, I'm very easy to get a hold of. So, but
well,
no, I don't really have anything.
We appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you telling your story.
Well, thank you, and I had a lot of fun with this. This was a great experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we hopefully we'll aim for a follow up show, and we'll find you in an even better place next time we check in. So, I appreciate it. But before we go, you know, we have here our own in-house Canadian quote master. She is a doctorate in the art of Canadian quotes, and Dr. Crystal Stewart. Want to fire us off into the week? We filled our tank with inspiration, motivation. Now it's time for you to light that flame and keep us burning all week long.
Sure. Now, I picked this pretty much when I knew that Ken was going to be on the show. So I picked this quote, and it was for him. Well, I had him in mind when I picked this. So the quote is by Collective Evolution, and the quote is, "And if I could tell you one thing, it would be, you are never as broken as you think you are. Sure, you may have a couple of scars, a couple of bad memories, but then again, all the great heroes do."
Oh, I love it.
That's a good one. I love it. Well, thank you,
it.
Ken. Thank you, Crystal. We'll see you guys soon. Crazy weather, crazy year. You guys, you don't realize how much in 2020 that, you know, this inspiration and these stories helped me on a personal level. And we're hearing from a lot of you guys, too, and saying that these are really helpful to you. And there's a lot of negativity in the world. You turn on the news, negativity. You turn on Facebook, negativity. And I like that here in GDPY and GDP Radio, we've kind of carved out our own little corner where we kind of are able to just shine some light and some positivity. So we appreciate you guys joining us over in our little corner of the universe. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of GDP Radio Live, where just in time to fill that tank of positivity for the next week for you. So we'll see you guys soon. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Crystal. We are out.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Never give up. Stay dry. Stay safe. Crazy weather out there. We'll see you guys soon.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.